There's one.
And here's the other. I do hope that the two of you have made up.
I want to make up with her, but she doesn't want to make up with me.
Now, Rudy, make up with Olivia.
Rudy, I want you to go over there and give her a big hug. Go ahead.
Bye.
You always get your way.
You haven't seen anything yet. What's for dinner?
Liver.
Ew, I hate liver. Tastes icky.
Oh, but it's so good for you. Eat it.
Well, if it's so good for you, why don't you eat it?
Uh-oh. What did you say?
Weren't you listening? I said you eat it, please.
Okay.
Mom, what are you doing?
Rudy, she said, please.
Dear, how could you just give in to her like that?
You eat it too, please.
Please doesn't work for me.
I'd be your best friend.
Okay. Okay.
Dad?
I want to be her best friend. Here, you eat your liver.
Can I have some vanilla ice cream, please?
Yeah, right.
Vanilla ice cream. Honey, that is not a well-balanced meal.
Told you.
But cake and vanilla ice cream is.
Thank you.
She gets to eat cake and vanilla ice cream?
Yes. And did you put your clothes back in the drawer?
No.
Well, you better get to it.
Olivia should do it. She was the one who pulled them out. She should put them back in.
Can't you see she's eating cake and ice cream? She doesn't have time, darling, to clean up the room. So you go do it, right?
Right.
Toodaloo.
What happens when you get in my way? Grown-ups always listen to me. Why? Because I'm Olivia and I'm special.
A special pain.
Hey, Rudy, don't make me have to use my powers on you.
What powers?
I have grown-ups under my spell. You used to have these powers, but now you're too big.
What are you talking about?
Remember this, Rudy? Please let me have my way. Your voice can't do that anymore, can it? You can't sound that pitiful.
Maybe not, but my parents can see straight through that stuff. They'll catch you.
Not with me. I'll get my way forever. I have so much energy, I think I jump up and down on the bed with my shoes on.
Aren't you going to help Rudy put her things away?
No.
Now look, you took these things off of the bed, you put them back on.
And I said no.
Oh, now you see here, young lady, just one minute. We will not have this talking back to us.
You tell him, Mom.
But I feel so tired. My arms feel like they're gonna fall off. Look at me.
Oh, Cliff, look at her.
Oh, poor thing, she's exhausted.
Can't you see she's faking? Just a minute ago, she was jumping up and down in the bed with her shoes on.
Don't you know that this is a poor little innocent child? Can't you have some compassion?
Dad, this is ridiculous. Can't you see she's manipulating you?
She's not manipulating anyone. Look at her.
I feel so tired.
Listen to her.
I think I'm coming down with a fever.
Oh, with a fever. And you, take all this stuff and put it back in the drawers and clean up the room. Bye-bye, cute little thing, you.
What, have you done to my parents? You witch.
If you don't want to get punished, you better get busy.
What are you doing?
I'm painting pictures. Do you like it?
Oh, you're gonna get it now. Mom and Dad are never gonna go for this.
We'll see.
Oh, Lydia! Did you do this?
Yes. Do you like it? Oh.
Mom, Dad, don't be too hard on her.
And why not?
What possessed you, Olivia, to take that brush and paint these walls? I want answers, young lady, and I want them right now.
I was just trying to make you happy because I love you.
Oh, baby, we love you.
Please don't cry. We love you. You know that, don't you?
I think so.
Mom, Dad's just trashed our house.
How dare you say that?
Yes, how dare you? This is the work of a budding young artist. Trash indeed.
And you're just so rude. As a matter of fact, that's how you got your name. Rude E. Why, this wall alone will double the value of our home.
Oh, it's so uplifting.
I can be uplifting. I have talent, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I found this violin on my way home from school, and I think I could be really good at it.
Missed a note.
Really, Rudy, I don't think the violin is your cup of tea.
7 and 3 are 9.
Did you hear that?
Amazing!
But 7 and 3 are 10.
She was one off.
Really, young lady, I do think you need to get started on that wall.
It needs something. Could you pause for me?
Oh, yes.
Done.
Now it's priceless. Let's go call the appraisers.
Why are you doing this? What do you want from me?
What do you think I want, Rudy? I want your room. Hold on, Giuseppe. Do you mind? Oh, wait, I'll ask. Jumbo Joaquin, how's the weather there in Nairobi? I'll tell you. tell Giuseppe.
Ooh, this is gonna be good. Mom! Dad!
Dr. Huxtable, Mrs. Huxtable.
Yes, dear. What is it?
Is everything all right?
I miss all my friends, and Rudy's bothering me.
Rudy, shame on you.
But she's calling all over the world on two phones.
And?
She's wasting all your money and she's tying up the phone so you can't get any emergency phone calls.
Will you stop whining?
Dr. Huxtable here. Just a second, please. For you.
Could you hold this, Dr. Huxtable, please? Good eye, Mike.
Hi, Rudy.
Sandra, Elvin, you've got to help me.
What's the matter?
Rudy, what happened to this room?
Olivia did it. And she's taken over Mom and Dad. It's like she's a witch or something.
Oh, Rudy, come on. You know there's no such thing as witches.
But she's been talking back to Mom and Dad. She destroyed our house, and she ran up the phone bill.
She did all that?
Yes.
She must be a witch.
And what's worse, she wants to take over my room.
Honey, I don't like the looks of this.
Sandra Elvin, you've got to help me. I can't take this anymore. I'll do anything. I'll even babysit.
Okay, Rudy, whatever you want. You know we love you.
Yeah.
Thank heavens you came in time.
Oh.
Sandra Elvin, what has she been telling you?
Oh, nothing.
Something about babysitting.
Yeah, lightning story.
Here they are. Three tickets to the Jackson concert.
Which Jackson?
Whichever Jackson you like.
I'm sorry, I can't go. I have a date.
You have a date? You're only five.
Don't push it, Rudy. Dr. and Mrs. Huxtable said that I'm very mature for my age.
Dad, Olivia has a date?
Yeah, what's the matter with that? She's very mature for her age.
That must be my date.
How are you? I'm Dr. Huxtable.
What's up, Doc? I'm Molly. Yo, Olivia, let's shake it.
I am ready.
Just one second. Now, what time will you be back?
Whenever we feel like it.
You got a problem with that, Doc?
No, I was just checking.
Doesn't she have a curfew?
Well, of course she has a curfew. Well, now, what time would you like to be back?
Tuesday.
Sounds like a plan.
All right, well, then Tuesday is the curfew.
When I get back, that room is mine. Bye, y'all.
Bye. Bye. Have a good time.
Word to the missus.
Birthday?
Yes, it's your birthday. And you know what birthdays mean? Gifts!
Yay! Oh,
there you are! Ta-da! Open it. Okay.
This is the saxophone you gave me for my birthday 3 years ago.
That's correct! And you love it so much, so I went up to your room and I put it in the box. Happy birthday! Yeah. Big one.
Oh, yeah. That's for Melvin and me.
Oh, nice box.
Open it, Rudy.
These are my school books.
Yes!
We wanted to get you something we knew you'd use, right?
Happy birthday, Rudy.
Happy birthday.
More. We have more. Yes.
These are my shoes. Nice. These are my socks. Why is everyone giving me stuff that I already own?
Oh, you can thank Olivia for that. She told us just what you wanted.
And
The piece de resistance to save the best for last.
Yes, you're a young woman now, and it's time you started dressing like one. So we decided to give you your very first designer jacket.
Ooh. Oh, it's beautiful. Thank you, Mom.
Oh, yes. Ooh.
All right.
You'd love it.
Mm-hmm. And now a toast. A toast?
Yes, this is a momentous occasion. It's Rudy's birthday, and we all know what that means.
104 more days, and it'll be Olivia's birthday! Yay!
And so, to commemorate the occasion, we have decided to present you, Olivia, with a special surprise.
Wonderful.
Let's all go upstairs and see if you don't mind. Do you, Rudy?
Yes.
Oh, let's go. Honey, you can sit on this.
Oh, besides, it's going to be so much fun having this pony in the house. She's so cute.
This is ridiculous. This stupid horse is on my bed.
Rudy, please.
Where am I supposed to sleep?
She feels unhappy and dejected. Taking a lot of baloney.
Unloved and unrespected. Pushed out of her room by a pony.
How are you doing, Pud?
Dad, I'm miserable. It's awful being down here. I can't get comfortable. This hay is sticking me and it's poking me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can fix that for you.
Well, thanks, Dad. I knew I could count on you.
Oh, you're welcome. Oh, by the way, take this because the pony wants to have a little snack before going to bed.
Here you are, Olivia. Ice cream.
No. These are blackberries. I wanted blueberries.
But Olivia, we looked all over America, and we couldn't find them anywhere.
You didn't try hard enough.
But Olivia, we did.
Well, you didn't try Canada.
Oh, please stop.
Well, you didn't. Didn't I say try Canada? But oh, no. You said give the child blackberries. She'll never notice. Well, she noticed, Cliff. And now you are in trouble.
No, you're both in trouble. As far as I'm concerned, you two go jump in the lake.
No, we can't do that.
I said go jump in the lake!
No, we don't want to.
Do it!
No.
Yes!
No!
What have you done?
It's my dream,